Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. You can send them in, idiots@freebeerandhotwigs.com. Some people responding to the push notifications on the app. That's fantastic, too. We started with one that said, I started a new job yesterday, found out my ex works there. We broke up after her sister forced me to have sex with her. I know this job won't work because of this. Should I just quit or hope for the best? Now, we were somewhat flabbergasted by that. The lead sort of buried in the middle. We broke up when her sister forced me to have sex with her. This brought up a lot of questions on our part. Like, how was that? Was it like an actual, like, were you passed out?
Right. Like, did she rape you? Like a crime? Because otherwise, she didn't force you.
Manipulation?
Unless, a gun, maybe?
Yeah. So I got the follow-up text right before we went to break that said, this is how it happened. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
The sister forced me to have sex with her. She told me she was going to tell my girlfriend that we had sex regardless if we did or not. So I had no choice.
Uh-huh.
I may as well.
Thank you for making that clear. Now, clearly. Now,
maybe there's sarcasm and it's getting lost. I think they're serious. Like, well, yeah, I mean.
I had to because.
She was going to tell her anyway. The only way I could keep her quiet was actually have sex with her.
Yeah.
That can't be real. No one's ever thought that was the best way.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you might say it to yourself to justify.
Well, she didn't even say, if you have sex with me, I won't tell her. She said she was going to tell her either way. So you still didn't have to. You just did.
Yeah,
you're
I think your girlfriend's probably going to be better with you coming up going, yeah, I was lying, or she's lying. I didn't have sex with her. She told me this is what was going to happen. Then you going, what? She said she'd tell you if I didn't bang her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
a
thought.
Maybe you should quit that job and not have anything else lined up because you sound like a real dirtball.
Yeah. doesn't
Live
seem
your
great.
Best dirtball life.
It doesn't seem great. Yeah. Oh, I thought there was going to be more. I was like, oh, there's another chapter? Let's see. Oh, man, this person. They only sent the second half of the story, but I couldn't be more interested. How about this one? Okay. I quit my job a few weeks ago because the current supervisor noticed that she had access to my previous supervisor's personal email on the company computer. And instead of doing the right thing and getting out of it, she searched through her personal emails and saw an email I had sent to my previous supervisor about my current supervisor and coworkers.
Oh.
Printed it out
and
handed it to all the employees.
Ooh.
Because we are a smaller company, the owner is the HR, and the regional managers actually act as HR liaisons. Regional manager comes in and tries to hose everything down, looks at me and says, I hope the trust isn't too broken, and leaves it for all of us to make up and be friends. Current supervisor is still employed.
Oh, man. You know what? I would be letting them know that they're going to get a huge lawsuit.
I would be talking to an employment attorney, labor attorney.
Yeah, it's a complete invasion of privacy and has now probably ruined your career at that place because that person was going through old emails that were not meant for them.
And then even if they were able to go through them, then sharing it with everyone is a huge violation.
Absolutely.
Also, it's a reason where if I were that person's boss, like if I owned the company or ran the company, and one of the mid-level people did that, I'm firing that person. Because that is 100%. Someone who doesn't know how to manage a team.
Yeah. And that's somebody who, if they'll do it to the other person, they'll do it to you at some point, too. So, yes, they're gone. Like, hey, thanks for the heads up. Goodbye.
Okay, sometimes we get these where I haven't had a chance to fully pre-read them, but if it starts like this, I'm always interested. I need help. I've been dating a guy for a year now, and I like him, but I've had some suspicions. when I've asked him that he had, this might not be able to be done. I like him. Well, I've had suspicions, but he had invite tendency. When I've asked him about it, he's denied it.
Hmm? Invite tendency. I don't know what that means.
Yep. I don't think you can do voice to text because there is no punctuation in there, and I've made a big mistake. Maitland, you got one?
Yeah, I do. We've got this one is from Alex in Michigan. Says, okay, so my best friend has a deadbeat, lazy, no good ex-fiance that I helped her and him move up here and paid for everything. The U-Haul, food, hotels, etc. My best friend has told me thank you and how she appreciated it, but her ex just expected us to do it. Now fast forward to this year, they are constantly arguing and he went back to Alabama to handle some stuff from his last divorce. But a couple days later, her friend gets a message saying that her ex was, that this guy that just moved back down to Alabama was sleeping with a guy immediately after he left, which was last Tuesday. She found this out this past Saturday, and they were going to try long distance because that was his suggestion. But now she's left with a brokenhearted best friend and is asking if she should drive to Alabama with her to get the stuff that was hers that he took with him.
So that's the question.
I guess go get the stuff.
Depends on how much that stuff is worth. Like, what's the value to it? Like, if it's a couch, kiss it goodbye and never talk to him again.
Because
like,
the cost of going to get it, and not to mention...
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
The actual cost and the emotional cost, not worth it.
And then you have to see the person again and everything else. I mean, honestly, what should happen is a real friend would just go, hey, you're not going, but we are. We'll go get your stuff. Like, so that person never has to see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all it's going to do is reopen that wound. It's just going to prolong it anyway. Like, forget it, man. The best scenario, the guy's in another state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's that important to you, we will go get it. Mm-hmm. You stay here. You're never talking to him again.
Like, right.
Let's be done.
But it's probably not that important.
It's probably just stuff.
It's probably the principle.
Yep.
And the principle's not worth driving to Alabama and back.
No. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to give up on your dream of getting your favorite t-shirt back, like me and Susie.
Which t-shirt did she get of yours?
You know, it was just a gray t-shirt, but it fits so good. Like, it was my favorite. But it did give me a chance for about 100 different times to play the Ben Folds 5 song, Song for the Damned.
Oh, that's great.
Give me back my black t-shirt.
All right, listen to this one. My girlfriend and I have been dating for 2 years now. In the beginning, we had a great sex life. Wasn't every day, but it was a lot. My girlfriend has now reached the age of menopause, and our sex life has slowed down a lot. I'm stuck between the understanding that her body is going through changes and my needs. I've tried to discuss this with her, and she claims she doesn't know because she's never been through menopause before. I love her, and I really want this to work, but I just don't know how to feel about it. Well, let me tell you, you're being selfish.
Yeah, don't be stupid, man. Every woman goes through it, and every woman is different. Some get real horny while those changes are going on. Can't get enough of it. So just because today it's not happening that way, in another month, it might flop the other direction, and you'd be like, I'm too tired, you're killing me.
And also, are you only with her for sex?
Yeah.
Because that is, I mean... When she says, I don't know what this is like, I've never been through it before, I'm certain that's true because there are no women that have gone through menopause more than once.
Yeah.
And Hot Wing said it. It's different for everyone.
Yeah, there's going to be moments where everything's going fine and the next minute she's 130 degrees for no reason.
Yeah.
And or things are going fine and now she's irritable or she's super happy. It's massive hormonal changes. Roll with it.
You don't have to enjoy it.
No.
But you certainly... If you're thinking about breaking up with her because you can't get your candle dipped, that's dumb.
Wait, and how long did you they say how good, long they've been together?
2 years.
Dude. It's about to get good. You don't need to worry. You'll never have to worry about a pregnancy again. She won't have to be on a pill or anything. I mean, a lot of people will say like their late 40s and into their 50s is like the best.
Yeah.
So just chill out, man.
This text from Flint. Hey, I can relate to that guy that had to have sex with his girlfriend's sister.
Oh, yeah, had to. Uh-huh.
A girl in high school told me she would host a face party for me if I broke up with my girlfriend. I had never had one, so that was pretty appealing. But I still told her no. It was the right thing to do. She still told everyone she did it. Then my girlfriend broke up with me, and now I don't have a girlfriend or a face party.
Oh, man, you couldn't even retroact that one? Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, you're right. It makes me see that situation totally different.
Yeah.
This text, advice for the menopause friend. That thing dries up and it's closed for business forever. It's like an old shopping mall. Time to trade up and get yourself a new model.
Yeah, that's how vaginas work.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It'll never work the same again.
Wow. There will be medical buildings dedicated in your honor.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah. This text, Hot Wings just said the most Hot Wings things ever. He's still lamenting the loss of a plain gray t-shirt to a girl from 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's a joke, stupid. Jesus. Try to follow along.
Did you think he was kidding?
Maybe. Who?
Hot Wings?
No, he's not.
He was kidding.
I mean, she did
also,
take my favorite shirt.
He would like that t-shirt back.
She did take my favorite shirt. That's a fact. She moved to Washington, D.C. with my favorite shirt. I didn't love that, but it was not my biggest concern in the world.
No.
Dodging a bullet was my biggest concern.
Let me just point out, in the time I've known Hot Wings, which is since we were in college in 1992, this is the first time I've heard about this t-shirt, and I've heard 1,000 times about why you shouldn't have to download an app for a meeting.
Yes.
So I don't think it's that important in the grand scheme of things.
No. How many great t-shirts has he owned, though, searching for that same one?
Oh, yeah. You're trying to chase that lightning ever again.
Yeah, you know, it's just never the same. No. It's like it looks the same, might even feel the same a little bit. You put it on and it's just... The snugness is just a little different than the last one you had.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No